Yeah, because it makes perfect sense to have game two of the ALCS on at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, but they got to do that travel. And they try to avoid. I think they're working with Fox and Work and TBS are working together to not overlap. And the national game is tonight. So that's what happened.
I just think if it had been the Yankees, they'd found a way.
Why
are we even talking about baseball? Remember, the Yankees lost. The season's over.
Yeah, that's right.
The Yankees lost. The Red Sox didn't even make the playoffs. The season is over.
But that's what the TV people keep saying. God, if the Yankees were only playing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, instead... And pick your favorite beer city for the in the NLCS. Are you Miller or Bud? I mean, it's St. Louis and Milwaukee.
That's right. Milwaukee's got cheese with their beer, though.
That's right, and sausage.
Yeah.
You know, they got the sausage races there at Miller Park. So
exactly.
If you recall, and probably still on YouTube out there somewhere, they had the person that tripped or tackled one of the sausages as they ran down the third base line.
Yeah.
Rounded third base, and somebody reached out and grabbed a sausage, and it was all over.
Yeah. I remember that.
We were going to talk technological things last half hour.
Uh-huh.
I said techie stuff, and we got off on a scarlet and black tangent.
Yeah, there we go.
State wildlife officials nationwide are using roadside robot deer decoys to nab unscrupulous hunters. And the program is expanding in states like Florida and Utah.
Hmm.
Utah Division of Wildlife Resources spokeswoman says the state now has 5 robotic deer decoys. They're often used to catch hunters who try to shoot deer at night. We call that spotlighting back home, which is prohibited even during hunting season. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says Florida is using 6 decoys statewide. I'd like to see one of you.
What do the decoys do? Do they like...
Well, they
take a picture back at the shooter?
They mimic deer.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like little cameras in their stomach.
Well, the ones I've seen are typically a little flick of the tail, and they'll bend up at the neck, and they'll twist the head to look over at you.
Say the deer decoys allow officers to catch would-be poachers in the act, saving investigative time later.
I see. So there's like people hid out behind the bushes.
And Georgia's program was... This is why I shared the story, not only because, you know, we're getting close here, but Georgia's program was so successful.
How successful was it?
Thank you for asking. The state's robotic deer decoy had to be replaced in 2006 after being shot more than 1,000 times.
Oh, my gosh.
One of those was probably one hunter that had an AR-15 mm-hmm. or something like that and just emptied several magazines into it. Ain't a real deer.
That's right.
It was mad.
That sucker won't go down.
That's right. I'll get you.
That deer, that venison's going to be tough.
Yeah. And perforated.
Yeah, I know, man. It's going to be full of lead, that venison. Yeah, it'll be a good trophy on the wall.
That's right. Can I get you? Can you imagine going in for your court appearance? Your Honor, I understand that what I done was wrong, but I would still like to mount that robot on my wall.
Yeah. Would you look at that sweetheart?
I shot
a
bear. And square.
That's right. The way I see it, it's mine.
Right. I don't even need to be stuffed. Just nail it up there.
That's right. It'll be the cheapest taxidermy job ever.
That's right.
And staying along the techie stuff, this is a little terrifying. A computer virus that captures the strokes on a keyboard has infected networks used by pilots who control U.S. Air Force drones.
Yeah.
That is absolutely terrifying.
It is. It really is. I read this story Friday. It was just,
Word of the security breach comes from Wired Magazine, which reported on Friday the spyware has resisted efforts to remove it from the computers in the cockpits at Creech Air Force Base in Nevada. It's from that base that pilots remotely fly Predator and Reaper drones in places like, Iraq and Afghanistan. Wired report says there are no reports that classified data was stolen, like they tell you, and that the virus did not stop pilots from flying any of their missions. But it captures keystrokes, which if you're having to enter sensitive data, which I would think there's probably some sensitive data being entered when you fly.
To make them fly.
Yeah, predators.
Yeah.
That makes me a little concerned right there.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't capture the moves on the joystick, though, right?
Yeah, really. Circle, circle, X. Triangle, triangle, square.
Exactly.
Ooh, look, I made the Predator juke. You do that to juke. You do this to spin. You do this to get the stiff arm.
Yeah, look, I just put a heart in the sky.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what that was last week.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was a virus.
Somebody took over a Predator drone and did skywriting in the air over Bryan College Station.
LOL, you've been hacked.
If it was something like that happened and it was a Predator drone, I mean, that really would be go back to what I said last week. I, for one, welcome our new skywriting overlords. I mean, it's if they're using Predator drones, we're not going to have much choice in the matter. So.
Well, and they brought up the fact that there's not a lot of security inherent in this system because when they found some insurgent's computer with over 60 hours of video that they recorded from the plane's feed because they send back unencrypted video.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was done with a $20 Radio Shack. You could get this data capture device for $20.
Speaking of getting personal data, if they bought it at Radio Shack, they got it. What's your phone number? Hello?
Good morning. Do you think we could get a squadron of Predator drones to do a flyover at the football game?
Oh, that's a really good idea, actually.
That would be awesome.
That's right.
That's right. And then, you know, the chase introduces them in the third quarter and there's nobody there.
No. There's like four guys with pocket protectors down there.
No.
Holding their wireless controllers.
It'll be a live camera feed from Creech Air Force Base. They'll put it up on the Aggietron.
Yeah, there you go.
I still like the idea of four geeks down there with PlayStation controllers. We have Irving and Norman.
And one of them's Aggie class of 04.
Yeah, really. Right. No, actually, at that point, probably Aggie class of 2018. You got some pimply 15-year-old kid down there.
Right. I was the one that was controlling the plane.
I'm 3 credit hours away from my Aggie ring.
Oh, goodness.
That's right. Oh, man. Well, yeah, you program those things not to miss the national anthem, though, right?
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, and once again, I mean, we have the – hang on, let me take a call. Hello?
And if one of those drones should happen to say venture over Lubbock, you've got a built-in excuse.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
Well, the Department of the Army's missing out.
They just thought poop on a bus was the least of their problems.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, the Department of the Army's missing out by making a game called Fly a Predator Drone. They could train all their candidates before they even get into the Army. You'd play that game, wouldn't you, Chase?
I would. I'd so be there. Speaking of flying, another segue for you. A 65-year-old man was flying from California to Hawaii Friday afternoon when he noticed he was running low on fuel, contacted the FAA and informed them he was 500 miles from the Big Island, estimated he'd run out of fuel about 100 miles short of his destination. Coast Guard took action, deployed 2 aircraft, 1 military transport plane, and a helicopter to help guide the distressed pilot to a safe landing. But 13 miles from land, the plane ran completely out of gas. Plane was going down. There wasn't anything anyone could do about it. With the help of the Coast Guard, the pilot guided his 6-seat twin-engine aircraft into the Pacific. And when his plane hit the water, he calmly climbed out the cockpit window and onto the wing. Mm. Rescue workers then got him out of the water, took him to a hospital in Hilo, and he was not only coherent, he had no significant injuries. Bonus, there is a video of this.
Ooh.
And when you get to work here in just a few minutes, you go to WTAW.com and click on Infomaniacs. You can see the actual Coast Guard video of this plane landing in the waters of the Pacific. Yeah. It is pretty fascinating stuff, but just, hey, glad that he walked away.
He did.
Maybe he needs to be flying Predators.
That's right. Yeah.